What does the kingdom of heaven expect from mankind? Having been planted on this earth by God and given a hope of eternal life, he must have some kind of plan that would help mankind to attain this goal. And in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." That ye shall be as gods. God created man, spirit, in his image. And now, having eaten of the forbidden tree, mankind has become as gods, possessing the knowledge that there is good and evil. And in the very beginning, God began to teach mankind to choose good and not to choose evil. And in Genesis, the 4th chapter, reading from verse 1 down through 7, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why hast thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. To do well or to do good is acceptable with God, but to do evil is not. And this is what God began to teach man from the very beginning. Cain, however, here in this example that's given to us, did not want to hear those words. And he did not choose to do well, but instead chose to murder his brother. As it was then, so is it now. The same choice to hear and to do well, or not to hear and do evil. And in Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 5, "After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." You know, there are many people who are religious, and some that are not, that say they believe in God. Some of those will even say that they believe Jesus was a prophet of God, but they do not believe that he was the Son of God. God not only declared Jesus as his Son, he also ordained that mankind was to hear ye him. And he did this in the presence of more than one eyewitness. The Messiah was sent by God to sow the words of the kingdom of heaven, the words that revealed God's plan for mankind and to help them gain eternal life. And in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, Jesus teaching in parable again here, in a simile, making a comparison of unlike things, giving us an understanding of the invisible things of God by the visible things that he made. And starting from verse 1 there in chapter 4, he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now in this particular simile and parable, Jesus gave the interpretation of it to his apostles. And that you can read, same chapter, starting from verse 14 on down through verse 20. The sower soweth the word. Jesus is the sower, and he's sowing the word of the kingdom of heaven. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Meaning, for mankind to be careful how they hear, because just listening is not enough. The seed of the word has to be received into the mind or heart, which are the same, of mankind, and lived to grow and bear fruit. It is the only way that it cannot be taken away by Satan. It is the only way for it not to be overcome or wither and die. And in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 45 through 49, the Messiah teaches, A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Jesus, the Messiah, makes his meaning clear that talk is only talk. It is easy to claim, "I believe the Lord," or "Jesus is my Lord." Then, after declaring this devotion, continue in not doing what he said. It is even easier not to know what he said at all. Building that house on just dirt is easy until the flood comes. And in the book of John, in the 12th chapter, verses 47 through 49, Jesus says, "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." The Messiah Jesus, the Son of God, also has to hear and do. And as it was in the beginning of mankind, so is it now. A choice to live or die by the words that he has spoken. In part 6 of the Kingdom of Heaven, more of what the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.